You're listening to the audio production of When Heaven Weeps by Ted Decker, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tim Gregory.
Book 1. The Priest. Christians who refuse to look squarely into the suffering of Christ are not Christians at all. They are a breed of pretenders who would turn their backs on the cross and shame his death. You cannot hold up the cross nor drink of the cup without embracing the death. And you cannot understand love unless you first die. The Dance of the Dead, 1959. Chapter 1. Atlanta, Georgia, 1964. Ivana stood in the small greenhouse attached to her home and frowned at the failing rosebush. The other bushes had not been affected. They flourished around her, glistening with a sprinkling of dewdrops. A bed of Darwin tulip hybrids blossomed bright red and yellow along her greenhouse's glass shell. Behind her, against the solid wall of her house, a flat of purple orchids filled the air with their sweet aroma. A dozen other species of roses grew in neat boxes, none of them infected. But this bush had lost its leaves and shriveled in the space of 5 days. And that was a problem, because this wasn't just another rosebush. This was Nadia's rosebush. Ivana delicately pried through the dried, thorny stems, searching for signs of disease or insects. She'd already tried a host of remedies, from pesticides to a variety of growth agents, all to no avail. It was a Serbian red from the saxifrage family, snipped from the bush that she and Sister Flauta had planted by the cross. When Ivana had left Bosnia for Atlanta, she'd insisted on a greenhouse. It was the one unbreakable link to her past. She made a fine little business selling the flowers to local floral shops in Atlanta, but the real purpose for the greenhouse was this one rosebush, wasn't it? Yes. She knew that as surely as she knew that blood flowed in her veins. And now Nadia's rose was dying. Or dead. Ivana put one hand on her hip and ran the other through her gray curls. She'd cared for 100 species of roses over her 60 years, and never, never had she seen such a thing. Each bud from Nadia's bush was priceless. If there was a graftable branch alive, she would snip it off and nurse it back to health. But every branch seemed affected. Oh, dear Nadia, what am I going to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?